This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. This is Chris Witz and it's Morning Devotions. If you're into golf, you might be familiar with the name Bruce Litsky. Bruce is an American professional golfer, won numerous tournaments at the PGA Tour and Champions level, but he's particularly remembered back in the early 1990s, actually, when he was at the top of his game. One day, some reporters came looking for him because they'd found out he'd dropped out of a couple of tournaments, and one of them was the big United States Open Championship. There was another called the Western Open, and they said, "What's happening? Why aren't you here? You've got a great chance for fame and fortune. What's going on in your life?" Well, Bruce turned to this reporter and said, "Well, look, it's very simple. I'm coaching my son's baseball team just now, and they've reached the playoffs, and this is where I'm going to be." "Yeah," they said, "but you're going to miss the United States Open." And Bruce Litsky calmly said, "No, I'm not. I'm where I want to be. You see, that's my priority today." Now, I think there's something special about the attitude of this guy. He understood the importance of that particular day. He'd planned to use it with his son, even though he could have made a lot of money, I guess, playing golf. And we seem to think that life has to be lived in a hurry, that we don't value each day. It's like that old book written by Andrew Carnegie, you might remember it, called How to Stop Worrying and Start Living. That was a bestseller, and one thing I remember Andrew Carnegie saying is that we should live in day-tight compartments. And this thought stayed with me actually for years. He was referring actually to this as a key to success. And Carnegie in that book quotes Sir William Ulsor, a Canadian doctor, who was brilliant, but he was also a chronic worrier. And this doctor had a favourite saying of, "What if?" And he worried day and night, worried about things that might happen. And also actually said this, "If the load of tomorrow be added to that of yesterday and be carried today, it'll make even the strongest man falter. So live in day-tight compartments. Don't let yesterday and tomorrow intrude on your life. Live one day at a time." And he said, "You'll avoid the waste of energy, the mental distress, the nervous worries," he said, "the dog, the steps of the man who was anxious about the future." Well, he was talking from personal experience. Worry was something that really got on top of him, but you might know what he means. We might worry about a lot of things, and Andrew Carnegie said you should think of your mind as a giant ship travelling the ocean. He said to stay afloat and steady, you've got to close the bulkheads to keep the excess water out before it knocks it off kilter. So he said if you can't close the bulkheads of your mind, he said you'll sink like the Titanic. Yeah, well, I think this makes sense because life is a daily experience, isn't it? Those who climb Mount Everest constantly say, "I'm not climbing a mountain, I'm just taking one step at a time." It's simple, but it works. It stops life becoming an overwhelming experience. One little girl who was 7 was thrilled when her dad took her to the Disney World for the first time and they headed straight for Space Mountain. Now, the dad worried that the roller coaster would be too scary, but she wanted to do it, so they rode it twice. The next year, they returned to Magic Kingdom, again in Disney World. The little girl was now 8, and she dragged her dad off to Space Mountain. They stood in line, and Dad could see her looking at the signs that was warning people about the speed of this ride. "Dad," she said, "I don't think I want to go." So Dad was, he asked her why, that she felt that nervous. And she said, "Well, you know, this year, Dad, I can read." Well, isn't education a wonderful thing? The nice thing about being educated enables us, I guess, to worry, too, about things all over the world. Why is it that worry has become this obsession in our modern world? It was Charles Spurgeon, one of the great preachers way back in the 1800s. He used to say that anxiety doesn't empty tomorrow of its sorrows. It only empties today of its strength. And that's true, too. If you've got a personal faith in Jesus Christ, it doesn't mean that worries suddenly disappear, because they certainly won't, but it does mean that with Jesus, you've got his strength and his grace to handle the issues that come along today. It was actually Winston Churchill at his deathbed said that he had a lot of trouble in his life, most of which never happened. Well, dear God, we know that our lives are in your hand, even though we grab back those times and we become worried and anxious. Thank you, Lord, that you love us. And we can choose, instead of worrying, we can choose to trust you. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.